This goes to Troy Novak, PAC. It's NOVAK. Fax is 989-463-2824. Regarding Jerome, it's J-E-R-O-M, like Mary E. Smith, date of birth 10-4 of 1943. Dear Troy, this is a follow-up visit for Mr. Smith with diabetic nephropathy and proteinuria. His last visit was 1 year ago, March 18th, 2024. He's been feeling well. No hospitalizations or procedures since his last visit, and his weight is unchanged. No chest pain, palpitations, or dyspnea. No nausea, vomiting, dysphagia, diarrhea, blood, or melena. Urine is clear. He makes adequate amount. No cloudiness or blood. No edema. Medications. Medication list is reviewed. He's off a low-dose aspirin and doesn't require any pain medicine at all. Does take low-dose iron, 65 milligram daily, and low-dose lisinopril, 2.5 milligram daily. Physical exam, weight, 177 pounds, pulse 55, blood pressure 120 over 70, left arm sitting, large adult cuff. Lungs are clear with a prolonged expiratory phase throughout. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen soft, non-tender, and no peripheral edema. Labs. Most recent lab studies were done March 14th, 2025. Creatinine is 1.2, which is stable. Estimated GFR greater than 60. Electrolytes are normal. Phosphorus 4.3. Albumin 4.1. Calcium 8.9. Hemoglobin is 11.9 with normal white count and normal platelets. Microalbumin to creatinine ratio 566, and it was greater than 800 last year. So that is an improvement. Assessment and plan. 1, diabetic nephropathy with preserved renal function. He should continue having labs done every 6 months. 2, proteinuria, that is improving on lisinopril, 2.5 milligram daily. The patient will have a follow-up visit with this practice in 12 months. Mary Stunner, CMP/Jose Fuente, MD.